Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris, the buyer's agent.
The sexy buyer's agent.
Oh, geez, here we go again. This is why it starts this way. The compliments you give me, like, it's borderline inappropriate. I've been meaning to call HR Jez. I mean, he's recording, so he can't come.
Yeah,
over,
you can't.
Hey, keep the camera rolling. Watch where his hands are. Righto.
Chris,
talking about
finding love in the world.
How not to be heartbroken.
Oh, don't you hate that? Your heart just gets
broken apart.
You're struggling.
So what are we talking about this episode? How to get heartbroken, or how not to get heartbroken, I should say.
How not to get heartbroken. Yeah. Well, we've got a couple of stories about people that have come to the party a little bit too late, yep, and they've got really emotional.
Okay, they get emotional. So go for it. You rip off the Band-Aid. What have you got for us?
Long story short, sold a...
Long story short, we're literally telling a story. Go on.
Selling a duplex. The week leading up to the auction, we had quite a number of interested parties. There was three groups that we thought a few days out, sweet, we're going to auction. Okay. And then two groups not disappeared, but they were out.
Well, how's that not mean disappeared?
Oh, sorry.
They didn't go MIA.
They didn't go. They didn't right. go, so they just... worked out that it either wasn't
but they weren't one of the numbers. Yep, okay. No.
So we were left with a party that was downsized, ready to go. They were quite keen. The guide was around the 2.3 mark.
Yep.
And obviously we got 10% on the agency agreement, around just over 2.5, which we were transparent. And so in negotiations...
around this level, yep.
We're just like, okay, well, we're going to start seeing where they're at least if they're going to chuck out some numbers. Around the 2.5, and so the day of auction...
Mm.
The night before, we're already preparing, like we've come to basically an agreement on the numbers, but we're just getting through the deal. So the sales advice, working out the final little bits, so there's a bit of contract things going on.
Contracts are, yeah, get it.
Comes to the final open home, two groups rock up.
Yep.
Now, this is the thing.
This is the day before the auction?
No, this is the day of auction. We're on Wednesday, so we held open home. Party came
open
through
at what 10 a.m. or something. The auction's at
exactly
5 or something.
Six.
Okay. Yep.
But the deal's almost done. I'm not exactly sure. I'm the one there. My other colleague is dealing with it.
So at this time, you're not aware of things. You know the deal is sort of moving forward, but you don't know. You're not as close to it. But you're at the inspection.
I'm at the inspection. Yep. So then we get asked, has there been any offers made? Mm-hmm. And so being fully transparent, we're like, there's been an offer being made. And the owner is considering that offer quite seriously.
Okay, yep.
Now, the reason why we can't be like, yep, something is going to be accepted, because we don't know if it's going to actually fall over.
Yeah,
trying to be as transparent as you can.
Transparent.
Which then tends to lead to people being like, we're about to miss out. And they've been like, well, what if we liked it? Something along those lines.
I always say, people want what they can't have. So if they hadn't known that the inspection of somebody there, they'd probably be like, oh, yeah, well, think about it. But the fact they knew it was about to sell, like, we now want it.
So where the offer or what was going to be done was somewhere between the 2.5 and the 2.55.
Okay.
Somewhere there. However, they was like, what if we put an offer through? And now, obviously, I had to open up a can of worms to say that there was... And I said to them, I was like, it's probably going to have to be near the 2.6s.
Yep.
Because... I'm not wanting a deal to fall over just because someone's rushed in. They haven't even read seen the contract and all that.
They haven't done a building report.
Yep. So anyway, in saying that, they then chuck out, what if we offer 2.48?
Okay.
And I was just like, no.
Yep. Because you already know it's above that sort of level.
Yep.
Yep.
And so then I told them look, I can send you all the documentation. You're going to have to be quick. Told them up front, they're going to have to be quick. Anyway, we're 2 hours later at between 1 and 1:30 at the property. Another one opening, and we get told that it's settled.
Yep.
Sorry, it's exchanged. So
your colleague, I'm assuming Tony.
Yep, Tony.
Running point on this, so that's why this information.
Running point with this specific negotiation.
Now,
5 minutes before they then asked if we could send the building report through.
5 minutes before this.
Yeah, so 5 minutes before it exchanges, and I'm like, okay, cool, I will do that. I'll get on to that. Tony, then we're thinking a call's going to come through, so we wait 5 minutes. It does, that it has exchanged.
Right.
So then we call them back and say, it's super sorry. Well, they were not happy. I said, I'm super sorry. It has exchanged that you've missed out. You come a bit late. However, let's try and find something for you and just try to get straight on the next thing.
Yep.
You can't do all, it was exchanged. And they were not happy. They thought they'd put an offer in. They, in their minds, they ended up then ringing.
Because what they'd done is verbally said 2.48, but they hadn't actually signed a contract or sent anything.
I hadn't said anything in writing.
But in their mind, verbally saying 2.48.
Even though I'd also rejected it.
I know, but in them, I'm not defending them. I'm just saying why I'm trying to explain. In their mind, they put 2.48 forward. It'd been rejected, but they're thinking, oh, we're in a shot here. And all of a sudden, it's sold. But they didn't have a contract. They hadn't had a review. The other party was 10 steps ahead of them.
X1 said. So I guess the lesson for the buyers out there is when you have come proper late to the party and an agent has appeared to be as open and transparent as you can.
Yep.
Is don't hang your hopes on something. I think also that thing of like, oh, don't get the FOMO.
Yeah, look, and I hear you. I think it's really tough for buyers in a sense. I will defend them to go, that same circumstance, what you said to them, what was going on, may have meant the deal, like yours auctioned that night, right? But there might be other circumstances where it just goes to the auction that night. It doesn't get sold before.
Yep.
And so they have the time to go through. I think it's really hard for buyers not to take you personally on face value, but to take some agents on face value to go, okay, what is going on? And
I think I'm fully under the understanding that I had it happen trying to do it with a friend as well, where the it's not all agents, not all agents are ethical and honest and open and try and help everyone out.
Yep.
But I think it's a saying, it's like care, but not that much.
Yeah, okay, you got to have a limitation on how far you can emotionally get involved.
Like, would you be, after one day, wanting to marry someone?
No.
And that's effectively what...
Yeah, but we also say that people spend more time buying a TV than what they do buying a property anyway.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
It's insane. Yeah. So,
So,
I know you had a story.
Yeah, briefly, or we'll keep this one short because you talked about it.
I tried so hard to go far.
A client of mine looking around the inner sort of eastern suburbs around sort of Darcyville, Botany, with limited sort of budget, but they had a budget. And we see a property that's in Malabar, a bit further away. My client's budget's like 2.1. This is going to sell for like sort of 2.3 level. Say to my clients, look, this property's been up for 6 weeks, right? It's maybe even 7 weeks. It was originally auctioned, auction got cancelled. It's now got a sale price of 2.3. Said to my clients, like, you know, and then they took a couple of days, came back and they go, look, we've been able to get to 2.3. Let's go have a look at it. I'm like, okay, great. Call the agent. Yep, you can get in, Chris, but the owner's a bit back and forth with opening it. So many times, you can only get in on the weekend. Also, Chris, which you'd already said to me, as part of it, we do have an offer of 2.1. It's quite a way away from 2.3. They really want 2.3. And I think it's on paper, this probably is worth 2.3. The following, you know, so let's book in. So we booked in to see the property. It was like 10 o'clock this Saturday. And then late yesterday afternoon, I get a notification to say property now under contract. Call the agent up. Hey, what's going on? He just said, Chris, the people at 2.1 who had seen it, done the due diligence and so forth, came up to 2.3. We've got a deal. Like, that's exactly what we needed to have happen. Call my client up and explain the situation. And they're okay.
How did they handle
probably it? Probably better than the one you described, but I think the wind definitely knocked out their sales because they went from our budget's this level. For that property, we have to go this level. We have to rejig some finances. We'll do that to see this. So they invest a little bit of time and effort to do so. But all I said to them is, that property's been up for 6 weeks, 7 weeks. It was never going to be up for another 6 or 7 weeks. Like, it was going to sell. Property, this is probably my point about when you see a property, you're one they've seen the day of the auction, or if you see a property, and just because it's been up for 4 or 5 weeks, doesn't mean it's bad, doesn't always mean it's bad, it doesn't mean it's also never going to sell.
Yeah.
It actually probably means, if anything, it's like when you look for you lose your glasses. It'd be the last place you look, right? Because you're getting closer and closer every time you unearth something. And in that scenario, it's probably likely to transact. Something's going to give, either a buyer who's looking is going to come up, or the seller's going to come down and you're going to be left without anything.
With your heart broken.
So then I think to sum up things, it's about when you see a property late during your campaign, maybe just don't get hooked up in everything.
Yes.
I think it's kind of the message we're saying there.
Yep. I think check your emotional balance with the property.
Cover your bases. All right. On to game time, I think, for now.
Yes.
What have you got for me?
Chris.
It's on you.
What do I have? Okay.
Is it the same game?
Same game.
So famous or friends?
Famous or friends. Now, I'm going to be a little bit harsher on you. Once again, they're like, if you're joining the game for the first time, it's B, C, D grade celebrities. Yep. Or...
it's definitely not a Tiger Woods or a...
yeah. So, you got to guess whether it's a friend or...
your friend of yours or if this person is a real person.
Yep. Yep.
Who's in that job.
Yep. Okay, cool. So, Oscar Piastri is a Australian Formula One driver.
Yep.
Now, his mum has started to become quite famous just because of her funny takes and humorous.
Yes.
Is her name Nicole Piastri?
No.
Yes.
It didn't sound right.
Okay.
I'm so bad at this game. I knew I was going to do bad.
Now, on an Australian, this is going to gather the football fans in.
Which football?
Sorry, soccer. Tottenham Hotspurs just won the Europa League with the Australian coach, who used to be the Socceroos coach, Ange Postecoglou.
True.
That is true, famous. That's not the one. The boss, who's come under some scrutiny, the guy that owns some, his name is Darren Levy. True or false? Is it a friend or a... is it real?
Friend.
Correct.
Yeah. It's... Darren Levy sounds like a... I was just going to have a...
Sorry. Well, I was a bit harsh here with you. So it's Daniel Levy is his name.
Daniel Levy. Is your friend?
No. Is the actual...
person. You just changed like one part of his name.
The first name. Darren.
Oh.
No, well, first person
it's
I thought...
not friend then, is it?
The family.
Do you have a friend of that person?
Darren. My uncle.
And his last name?
Lawfer.
Not the same. Not the same game. You're making it up as you go.
No. Okay.
Red flag.
That's us. Okay. I've recently got back into chess.
Good for you.
The fourth best chess player in the world.
Oh.
Dalton Yates.
Yates. Wait. God. So this is not a friend, though. It's either famous or you've made up a name. Correct? But isn't it?
It's a friend.
Is it a friend? You know someone called?
Is it famous?
What's the name?
Is it friend or famous?
What's the name?
Dalton Yates.
That's a friend's name. That
could be a friend's name.
It's a chess player.
It's definitely my best mate from year 8. You're right.
Shocking game.
Look, the second question is... okay, I'll give you a second question up for debate. But
The one that's up for debate is the one I got right.
But the first and third one, that perfectly legitimate.
Yeah, no, they were. But you threw me the second one. I think boycott. Very good. Thank you.
Give us out of the court. The game.
Give us a share and a like. We're listening. But that's it from us from the City Property Muppets.
Please.
All the best.